Revelation chapter 19. After these things, I heard, as it were, a great voice of a great crowd in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto our God, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he's avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Well, we suggested that this great Babylon is some system that arises in the last days, perhaps covering the earth or the land that was promised to Abraham, which is how this phrase earth or land is often used in the Bible, because that's the focus of Bible prophecy. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke goes up forever and ever. Well, the wages of sin is death, and so people aren't going to be tormented or tortured forever. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And yet I think the smoke goes up forever in the sense that the future that they missed is always going to be, we're always going to be aware of it, that this was so-and-so. He, she could have been in the kingdom, but they're not. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who sits on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And the voice came out from the throne, saying, Praise God, all you his servants, and you who fear him, both small and great. And I heard like the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunders, saying, Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. So this is when the kingdom of God comes on the earth. God is visibly going to be the king here on the earth. The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God on earth. Let us rejoice and be glad, and let us give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, that's us, has made herself ready. And that, in fact, is what's happening now. Through all the irritations of life, God is working with us to make us ready to marry Jesus. And that must be the most important thing in our life. It was given her that she should be dressed in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And he said to me, Write, Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. Well, that might sound obvious, but I think the idea is, wow, this is true. We really can be in God's kingdom. This kingdom is really going to come upon the earth. And I fell down before his feet to worship him, and he said to me, Please don't do this. I am a fellow servant with you and of your brothers, the prophets. So we should always direct praise and worship to God, never accept it ourselves, just like Paul refused to when people tried to worship him. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and I saw a white horse, and he who sat on it was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and upon his head are many crowns. And he has a name written which no man knows but he himself. So this is clearly Jesus. And as I've been saying, the book of Revelation is like a series of pictures of the same events. It's all talking about more or less the same thing, the coming of Jesus in the last days and the establishment of his kingdom upon the earth. And he's dressed in a garment that's sprinkled with blood, and his name is called the Word of God. It's as if always there will be some sign that Jesus was crucified. So when we remember Jesus and his death and the bread and wine, that is something we will be doing in principle forever. We will eternally remember the huge achievement that was made for all of time, forever and ever. On a day in April, on a Friday afternoon, on a hill just outside Jerusalem, that what he did there conquered eternity. And the armies that are in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and pure. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his garment and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing, as it were, clothed with the sun, And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and be gathered together to the great supper of God, that you may eat the flesh of kings and captains and mighty men, horses and those who sit upon them, the flesh of all men, both free and bond, small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and the kings of the land and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat upon the horse and against his army. That's us. We're going to be on the side of Jesus. So this is talking about this foolish final battle between Jesus and those with him and the kings of the earth. How foolish to try to fight against God. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that worked the signs in his sight, with which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. They, both of them, were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulphur, and the rest of them were killed with the sword of him who sat on the horse, even the sword which came out of his mouth, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. So there is going to be judgment. There will have to be judgment, because people will resist Jesus. Now, we might think that's incredibly stupid, but that is how people are. They think that they can resist him. They do not want their little life broken up. This is how conservative and small-minded people are. They're so obsessed with keeping hold on what they've got in this life. Even though this life is very short, they're not going to have it for very long. They're so obsessed with that they would even go and fight Jesus. Now, we're up against that same mentality as we try to preach the gospel to people who can only see this life and what's good for me. And we've got to be aware that we don't let that very strong tendency in human nature take us over as well.